This is The Morning Routine with Dr. Daryl Jones. Morning Routine is a daily devotional podcast for those who are raising, educating, and growing the next generation.
Reading this morning from 1 Kings chapter 11, verses 4 through 6. For when Solomon was old, his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not wholly true to the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. So Solomon did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and did not wholly follow the Lord, as David his father had done. The book of 1 and 2 Kings contains the history of many kings that ruled over God's people. It tells of their victories and their failures, conflicts with the nations around them, and how the kings followed the Lord or failed to follow him. We know Solomon is the son of King David, and we know his reputation as the wisest man of the ancient world. But Solomon shows that it is possible to have wisdom, to know what's best, to know what's right, and fail to walk in it. Not unlike other kings of the ancient Near East, Solomon had many wives, including many from other nations who followed other gods. And as today's passage reveals, sometime later in his reign, the unbelievable happened. He worshipped other gods due to the influence of his wives. Scripture tells us that God gives wisdom to those who ask him in faith. As those who seek to raise the next generation in the ways of the Lord, we need wisdom. Don't let a day go by without seeking God and asking for it. Each day, throughout the day, Lord, give me wisdom. Read Scripture. Learn from it. Learn from those who've gone before us. Learn from faithful leaders around you. Yes, pursue wisdom, but let today's passage serve as a warning. Don't acquire wisdom and then fail to walk in it. Let me pray for you. Father, only you can give wisdom. And today I pray that in addition to giving wisdom, you would enable us to walk in it. I pray that we would not be led astray as Solomon was. Keep us from idols, and may our hearts be wholly devoted to you. Raise up a generation who know and worship you, and use us, your servants, in that endeavor. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to The Morning Routine, brought to you by the Herzog Foundation and hosted by its president, Dr. Daryl Jones. For more information, please visit herzogfoundation.com. To receive The Morning Routine as a daily email, sign up at morningroutinepodcast.com. See you in the morning.